that he was delightful.
He was delightful. And talk about a storyteller. I love the crazy nip.
There needs to be a nip report done by the nip. Yes.
What a great idea. It's time to hear a little from Nip. It's time to hear a little from Nip.
Yeah, that's
it's time to hear a story from Nip.
It needs to be workshopped.
Okay, we will workshop the bumper for Nip.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And it needs to be workshopped.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3853. The BFO for right the 11th of November 2022, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I think I heard Larry the Veteran. For your servicers, Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Y'all, thank you for your servicers today because, y'all, it's Veterans Day in the U.S. of A. 11-11. And, y'all, this is the day, you know, Memorial Day. In May is when we honor those who have passed, but y'all, Veterans Day honors living veterans and those in the armed forces now. So y'all, if you know a veteran or you know someone in the armed forces, give them a big old piece of, well, just thank them for their service. And, you know, if you want to buy them a big old piece of cake, that'd be good too. Yes, Big Benny?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all this weekend. We have not one, but two, I say, two anniversariums. Y'all, the first one is Saturday. And the first anniversarium is y'all. You know the voice from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal show. Y'all, she is the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. She and her husband Michael. Big Fatty, didn't he give her the COVID? I believe I did hear that. And they're still celebrating. Well, I think they're celebrating that they're celebrating that they can celebrate. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Francie 57 and Michael. Big Fatty, we love Francie 57 and Michael. It's true. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, we celebrate the anniversarium of the debut of the little show you heard featured at the beginning today. Y'all, it was the debut of Enormous. Big Fatty, we love Enormous. So y'all, wish Francie and the Enormous Boys a happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today. Y'all, he used to be on the stinky orangutans, moved away with his husband, Waylon. to Nebraska, I believe. But y'all, he's now back in the Chicago's. Y'all, I'm referring to the one and only James LeRoy. Oh, Big Teddy, we love James LeRoy. And y'all been on Saturday. Y'all the number one fan of the BFO times two. Y'all met him several times in person at Nolens, along with his husband, Craig. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Bill in St. Louis. Big Daddy, we love Bill in St. Louis. We do. Y'all used to be on the gayish little show. Y'all met him face-to-face in Nolens, I think, a couple of times. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only dirty little scout of fucking Dan. Big Daddy, we love fucking Dan. We do. And y'all, then, back in the day, he used to do the Daily Purge with the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. Y'all, you hear him on the voice letter bumper every time, y'all. And Miss La 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 Lauren just had her picture made with him here recently. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Jelly Big Daddy, we love it. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal on Saturday is y'all, he's become quite the fixture here in Fat Acres. Y'all, he likes to think that Big Fatty don't know him, and that he likes to also think he's delightful. Big Fatty, especially after he's been drinking the devil's drop. It's true, y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Nip. Big Fatty, we love the Nip. Well, we do. So, y'all, if you see James LeRoy or Bill in St. Louis or fucking Dan or Jesus or the Nip on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big ol' piece of yay!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
The spirited happy music for a fall, right? It's true. It's just lovely. Y'all, one moment, please. I'm going to have a little hot tea. Y'all, I after I recorded yesterday, the Nip and Olive and I, we were invited to dinner at a retirement community. I don't know, it's less than 20 miles, less than 20 miles away, but y'all, we had to go during rush hour traffic, and so it took us about 45 minutes to get there, but y'all, the Nip went and picked up Olive at his community and brought him over here to the villa. And y'all, I guess that was about 4 o'clock, he got here, and, y'all, Big Fatty was worn out. Y'all, I just had to lay down for a few minutes, and we weren't leaving until about 6:15 to be there at 6:30, and, So Olive read his book, and Big Fatty I just put my feet up. Just rested my eyes, as they say. Y'all, to be honest, I played the Candy Crush a little bit and fell asleep. But anyway, y'all, we got there, and we went to see Betsy Wetsy. Y'all, lovely, lovely apartment that she has, done exquisitely. And so we had a cocktail, and y'all, then we went down for supper in the dining room. Y'all, coat and tie affair. And Y'all, I had for my supper, for my appetizer, I had the mushroom tart with a blue cheese glaze on top. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. And then for my entree, I had the filet, medium rare, with the whipped potatoes and green beans, the hare corvoids, or yes, Big Fatty, we love the hare carried corvoidin, and y'all, it had a blue cheese and wine reduction sauce on it. Y'all, it was the meat absolutely melt in your mouth. And, y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Got back here to the villa. We took Olive back to his place and got back here. I don't know. It was probably getting close to 9:15, 9:20, somewhere in there. And, y'all, I got settled, got ready for bed and everything. Y'all, we were expecting the rain to start from that, Nicole. Yes, Big Fatty, from Greetings from Nowhere. No, the rain of, the Hurricane Nicole. Oh, okay. So I left the windows open. Y'all, I probably shouldn't have done that because it was very humid and I had a little bit of trouble going to sleep. But anyway, I did go to sleep and y'all, I woke up before 6 a.m. in the morning, and I said, no, and y'all, I rolled right back over, and next thing I knew, it was 8:20. I couldn't believe it, y'all, so I got up, and it had been raining through the night, and I got up and got the newspaper, read it, had my coffee. Y'all, I had a couple of little pieces of that mini apple strudel that I bought at the Vonsies. Y'all, it's quite good. Put a little butter on it. Kerrygold butter. Did the Sudoku. Y'all, I had trouble with the Sudoku, so I had to start it. I had to come back to it later in the day. And y'all, then I was caught up on Miss Gail King. Watched that at about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. A little bit later than normal departure. But y'all, it was raining. So I just took it easy, and I just waited for the rain for there to be a break in the rain, and y'all, it came, and I got out and I walked about half of the loop here in Fat Acres, because y'all, I was counting the houses that still had up the Halloween decorations. Y'all, by the way, 17 still have Halloween decorations up. But y'all, the important thing is, as I was walking, that there were four houses that I saw lighted crema trees through the windows. So y'all, it's beginning to look a lot like crema. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I got about halfway through and I had to come back because the rain was beginning to come down a little hard. It was just kind of spitting when I was out. But came back and y'all, I had some soup for my lunch. And y'all, then I decided that I was going to go ahead and prepare the villa for the erection. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about any kind of erection of the crema tree. Oh, well, that's very different. And so I had to have to move a few things around so that there's room for the crema tree. And y'all, the rain was just getting harder and harder and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, so I got all that taken care of and everything. And y'all, you know, I always think a crema tree needs wrap packages under it. So y'all, I've been saving the Amazon, you know, that Lesbeterian delivery service. I've been saving those kind of boxes and other boxes, you know, for the past month or so. And so, y'all, I pulled out my crema paper and I wrapped them up. I probably have a dozen, maybe 15 packages that I wrapped in three or four different colored papers and everything. So they'll be ready to go under the crema tree. I'm going to plan on starting to work on that this weekend. I know young Nicholas has gotten his crema decorations up. Y'all, he posted a couple of pictures on the Twitty, and y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And so anyway, gonna kind of, I'm not going to finish it or get too much of it done, but I'm going to do a few little things that I can do. I'm going to need some help getting the Stow and Grow crema tree up here into the villa, but maybe I can get young Jonathan or the Nip or something. Big Fatty, the Nip ain't going to be able to do it. Well, anyway, we'll figure it out. but anyway, and so y'all, after I got all of that done, y'all, by the way, I caught up on the Survivor and the Big Run and the Lego Masters and the Jeopardy. Y'all, the Tournament of Champions has started, and that Amy Klobuchar, that's not her name, but she's the Lesbitarian. The transgendered woman, y'all, smart as a whip. she won her semifinal, so she's advanced to the finals. And so y'all, I did all that. The rain subsided. I got out, finished my nipple walking, and got back, got my shirt, and y'all, now I'm recording the little show, and that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, y'all, Woody. Woody, sometimes known as that Hilby 2000, you know, he used to live over there in the Hawaiian, and he's back in the U.S. of A. now. Y'all, he sent me something, and y'all, I just want to share it with you. It's happening for those of you over there in the UCK, at the Claw Studio of the Royal Opera House. It is a ballet and dance performance of Insight's Ruination. Ready? Y'all, is discover an alternative festival production by this year by joining director of the Royal Ballet, Kevin O'Hare, in conversations with Lost Dog creator Ben Duke as they discuss developing a witty and inventive retelling of the Greek myth Medea. Big Fatty, wasn't that Tyler Perry in that? No, I think that's a different one. With performed snippets by the company. Big Fatty, that sounds like it's absolutely ruined. Well, y'all, ruination. Y'all, speaking of ruination, y'all, Big Fatty is planning to head over to Hatlanta. And y'all, my plan is to be over there for the Podcasters of America dinner. And y'all, that's going to be on Sunday, the 11th of December at the Colonnade. Let me know if you want to come. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Yo, one last thing on that Podcasters of America dinner at the Colonnade. That Sunday is the only time that the Colonnade will be open while Big Fatty's over there. And y'all, you don't have to be a podcaster to come. So if you live over there and you're a listener, and you want to come, just get in touch with Big Fatty. I'll give you the details. Yes, Big Fatty. But that's it. Y'all, and Flo, the Nip sister's coming to town this weekend. And boys from Enormous, what do you think the Nip needs to do for his birthday?
The Nip needs to be workshop.
Oh, the Nip needs more than a workshop. It's needing more like an assembly line.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.